Phoneboy Speaks, episode 33, Chasing the Apple. It seems like every time I open up my social media feeds, there's always some article about something that Apple or one of Apple's suppliers has done. And quite honestly, I'm getting pretty sick of it. Now, I'm stupid and I read a few of the articles just for the entertainment value, but I know I'm not going to find out anything useful in any of these articles. It said, well, he said that the order for the screens has gone down 50%. And so everybody sort of speculates about what that means, or there's a rumor that so-and-so said that Apple's going to produce a phone in March of this year. Like, you know what? I'm just tired of it. I'm going to stop reading these damn articles, because unless Apple has said, okay, we're going to announce something, the rest of it's just conjecture and BS, and everybody's trying to chase Apple and wonder when the next product's going to come out. Look, Apple's going to release the damn product when it's ready, whatever it is. They're not going to tell us. This is the way Apple operates. We all know this. We all get our panties in a twist every time we think Apple might be releasing a new product. You know what? They'll release it when it's ready, and we'll buy it if we have the money to buy it, or maybe we'll put it on a credit card or whatever. I mean, I'm tired of just the obsession about every little thing that Apple does. Yes, Apple makes good products, although some people would disagree with that. But in general, people like their products. They have a lot of fans. And, hey, I've got a bunch of Apple products, so I can't say that I hate Apple. But the reality is, this obsession on the internet with Apple just has to stop. It's crazy. I mean, nobody obsesses over any company the way that they obsess over Apple. I guess if you've got nothing better to do or you're trying to drive page views, fine, whatever. But I just don't get it. I mean, there are much more better things to be covering, and there are much better things to be doing with our time than obsessing over every little thing that Apple does. Okay, I'm off my soapbox, and you can decide to agree with me, disagree with me, or tell me I'm full of whatever. On Twitter or app.net, I'm Phoneboy. You can also find me on Facebook and Google+. Leave a comment on SoundCloud or on phoneboy.com for episode 33 of Phoneboy Speaks. This is Phoneboy, and I'm signing off.